You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. It is 3 p.m., and every Monday at 3 p.m. until 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is this program called The Burrow, hosted by myself. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. This week on the show, a little bit later on, I'll have an interview with a violin duo known as String Noise from New York, who just released a cassette on Northern Spy Records called The Book of Strange Positions. You'll hear more about that in a bit. To start things off here, however, I wanted to play a few things that are along the same lines of String Noise, who are improvisational musicians, classically trained musicians. To start the show this week, I'm going to play some selections from artists who played last weekend, last Thursday through Saturday, 24th to the 26th, was the Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting. And it was quite wonderful. I went to a couple of the nights. It was organized by Dylan Vanderschiff, who has been involved with various projects around Vancouver, and featured artists such as Peggy Lee, Lee Hutzelak, Cole Schmidt, Lena Alamond, and many others who were doing improvised music projects and performances. It was quite good. So I'm going to play some selections from these artists that Dylan had sent me a few files. The first of which is going to be Dylan Vanderschiff and John Butcher, a track called Combat. Right now, in the background, you're hearing the opening to a record called Too Significant to Ignore, which was just put out on NNA Tapes by AJ Cornell and Tim Darcy of the Montreal group Ought. And it's a bit of an experimental project with lots of ambient noises and sounds laid underneath Tim Darcy's spoken word ramblings, and it's pretty good. This opening track is instrumental. We're gonna hear the rest of it and then get into the track from Dylan Vanderschiff and John Butcher. And if you stay tuned, if you are in the mood for odd improvised new music experimentations on classical themes, then stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. last one was from Lee Hutzelak. He's also been known under the moniker of Dixie's Death Pool. He's been around here in Vancouver for some time with some strange experimental music projects. And Lee Hutzelak was a part of the Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting that was put on last weekend, hosted by a group called Barking Sphinx, which is a collective of musicians, improvisational musicians and artists around the city, which for the large part I'm not aware of a lot of the things that they're putting on, but is very happy to have knowledge of the improvised music meeting last weekend. It was very wonderful, lots of good performances. We heard a couple of artists involved with that. John Butcher and Dylan Vandershiff had the song Combat. And then, as I mentioned, Lee Hutzelak, that song was called Claire Hecla, C-L-A-R-E-H-E-C-L-A, from an album called Angel Trumpets Singing Death. Right now we're listening to a track by Talking Pictures, Wayne Horvitz, and Robin Holcomb. Robin Holcomb is a pianist from Seattle. Wayne Horvitz has been involved with different jazz projects, including work with Tony Wilson, etc. And then Talking Pictures, a song called Couch Alternate. We're going to listen to the rest of this track. And then after some brief messages, get into the bulk of this week's episode. This program is called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto. On every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, which is the radio station you are tuned into right now. On the other side of these messages, you're going to hear a track called Noise Improv 2, which is on an album called The Book of Strange Positions by String Noise. They're a husband-wife duo from Brooklyn, New York, put out their cassette on Northern Spy Records. I met them last week in Austin, Texas, and they were very, very kind and invited me to their friend's house to get away from some of the chaos. Had a coffee and an interview with the two of them talking about their project. Their two violinists who for the most part do covers of old punk and post-punk songs from the 80s and 90s, and also take compositions from other collaborators who will write pieces kind of in that vein to then be interpreted in a classical sense with two violins. So it's very interesting. They're both classically trained. You'll hear some more about that during the interview on the other side. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, and up next will be String Noise.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
This Daffodil Month, add a spring to your step with the Canadian Cancer Society's Daffodil Dash on April 24th. A run to raise funds for cancer research and prevention, as well as support for people living with the disease right now. Run solo, bring the family, or team up with your friends and colleagues, because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Register today at cancer.ca/daffodil-dash.
Thank you. often go to a place called Wilfie and Nell whenever we need to have an interview, because they have this room. It's just
it's a bar.
It's a bar, but early on separated. In the day, it's really quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of wood, and it's just like a really nice, like, half hour becomes 3 hours there, like, just talking.
Sitting here in the suburbs of Austin, Texas. Very, very nice and peaceful out here. Sitting with String Noise. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yes, Conrad Harris.
And I'm Pauline Kim Harris.
And you are together String Noise mm-hmm. duo.
Two violin duo. Yeah.
Do you want to explain a little bit, for those who are unaware, what it is that you do?
Well, we're both, I guess, classical trained violinists, and we play contemporary music, a lot of music that people write for us. There are some older pieces in the two violin repertoire that we cover, but not a whole lot, because it's a somewhat an unusual instrumentation, so we have a lot of people writing music for us and arranging music for us. So, for instance, our album on Northern Spy, Book of Strange Positions, was an album we recorded of original music by Eric Lyon and arrangements of songs by Eric Lyon as well.
So our instrumentation is just two violins, which is pretty minimalistic, or minimal. But the music that people write for us has been everything from minimal to maximal, what they call maximalism, like John Zorn. And then we've also been expanding working with electronics and adding dance components, and it's expanded into something more of collaborative in form at times. These covers that we do of the punk songs are really fun, because it basically came out of just playing out in New York in alternative spaces and in clubs, and our friend Eric, who was writing for us a lot at the time, and whose work we released on Northern Spy, started arranging little surprises for us to use as encores. Okay. And the compilation of those encore pieces, which is a very classical term, encores, I guess, became the album and the concept of the album. And there's still a couple new songs that aren't on that particular cassette.
Yeah, he's written a couple more.
We'll premiere tonight for the South by Southwest showcase. It just keeps it fresh, and we're becoming more experimental in just discovering new sounds. And violin playing, obviously usually associated with beautiful, melodic, luscious sonorities. But we love that we can take it beyond that.
I guess I'm curious how the balance is then with, for example, Eric Lyon writing pieces, but then what elements you might put into it, you two making the sonic aspect.
Yeah, I'd say it's more than just a starting off point, the music that he sends us. But we definitely, you know, get into it and play around with it and vary the sound.
His music is very high energy as well, so it pushes you to limits, not just technically, but in the performance aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And so that's all part of the sound when it really comes down to it.
Mm-hmm. Which I guess could tie into the title, Book of Strange Positions.
Yeah.
And a lot of titles are those from Eric, or those things that you put into it, because they're interesting titles that obviously try to give it some sort of evocative notion to it, but maybe somebody listening might not.
Yeah, the Book of Strange Positions, a bit tongue-in-cheek of a title. It is a pretty virtuosic work, and has our fingers, you know, moving all over keyboard or the fingerboard in strange positions, and the rest of the titles, folk noise, or the rest
noise impromptu,
noise impromptu,
two kinds of noise.
Yeah, he's the one that. Yeah, I think it. Well, I remember it did happen this way, that Eric wrote us our first duo and
called it the two kinds of noise,
and then that became the name of our group.
But the cover songs are obviously all true to the original.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one title in there, like No More Beatlemania.
That's a half Japanese song.
And I think it also that ties into what you were saying about kind of taking a classic root or something and making it into something else, making it experimental and twisted.
That is, it's No More Beatlemania is probably recorded by half Japanese in '79 or something like that, and that is probably the freest of the short pieces that Eric wrote us. It's the original has Jad Fair screaming No More Beatlemania, and then just Mayhem after that, and then screaming Once Was Enough, and more Mayhem, and that's basically what we do for that. So that's a lot of improvisation. Pretty strict.
Could you get a little bit more into your training and your classical backgrounds?
Sure.
I was about 5 or 6 as you were when we started. It was...
Well, a little bit different, but not too dissimilar. I was, shortly after I was born, we were moved to Ottawa, Kansas, and I started a young... like a Suzuki method, which teaches kids how to play stringed instruments, and that's how I started. And then just moved to Kansas City and had different teachers, and then went to music school, went to Eastman School of Music, and then did that for a while, and went to Northern Illinois University and Yale School of Music, and then moved to New York. So,
which is where we met.
Fairly traditional. Pioneers was
pretty similar. But I grew up in Los Angeles, and I started playing professionally pretty early on and competing, and that kind of childhood. a lot of practicing.
Competitions and
stuff. A lot of pressure there.
Mine was a little less intense, I think.
And I moved to New York when I was 15 to attend the pre-college division there
at Juilliard.
So it was pretty intense. It was I knew pretty much early on that that's what I wanted to do with my life. But since moving to New York, so many doors opened and possibilities, and my musical life went in sort of all sorts of directions, and ultimately ended right where I am right now, which is I wouldn't take back any of it. It was, so it's really, I mean, other than string noise, the world of contemporary music is so deep, and there's a lot you can do with it. And I think that creative openness is what I wanted to be doing all along, and that's, you know, it's what music as life is about. So
yeah, I wasn't sure after high school which direction I was going to go.
I knew I wasn't going to be in an orchestra or, you know, something like that kind of.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I still don't know, but. But I, yeah. Well,
you're listening to Bad Brains and playing violin, so you have to figure it out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was listening to. It's funny, the songs that we do, it's fun. I feel a little indulgent sometimes doing these, but it's a lot of music that I grew up listening to in the 80s and 90s,
and it's
different bands, and it's just
there's a lot of respect in that world and that art form for me, in that it was completely the opposite of what I was trained to do,
right.
And what I listened to, and now that we can perform it on, like, merging the punk with the classical and making something out of two violins, to me is nothing I would have dreamed of, but is a thing, and it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's also something that we have to do on a very high level, like it's, but in a very raw way.
Right.
You know, yeah. So it's like that.
Feeling a team and everybody's always on it just to see yourself. But I'm happy I'm mad, that's just a storm there. Never stand I open hand to anyone else. So tell me why, who's after the line? Trying to make me up confused about the USA. When it's back in my mind, that's just a storm here. To comprehend, I overstand, I see the world as a mother, whatever, go against time.
That was Bad Brains here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. If you've been tuned in, or if you're just tuning in the middle of an interview that I recorded last week with String Noise, a violin duo out of Brooklyn, New York. On the other side of these messages, we're going to jump back into that and listen to the rest of the interview. Conrad and Pauline Kim. They're Harris are the two that make up String Noise, and they are very kind. It was a pleasure talking to them. They're very intelligent, knowledgeable of the music that they're making, and worthwhile to check out the music that they're a part of, not just at String Noise, but some of the other projects that they do, and some of the broader musical knowledge that can open you up to, whether it be in classical music or even, as you've heard them chat about, post-punk and punk music. Again, you're tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Other side of these messages, going to be back with String Noise.
The inaugural Fraser Valley Music Awards is calling for music submissions from Fraser Valley artists until March 31st. The submissions form and all info is at civl.ca/FVMA. Benefits to winners include recording time, festival performance spots, industry consultations, feature media coverage, and much more. A compilation album of Fraser Valley music featuring a remix of a new song by You Say Party will be released in tandem with the FVMA Gala. To volunteer or sponsor, email fvma@civl.ca.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across the and we're making it.
Making something out of two violins to me is nothing I would have dreamed of, but is a thing, and it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's also something that we have to do on a very high level, like it's, but in a very raw way.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So it's like that.
It's balancing lots of contradictions.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of balancing doing these punk covers and doing more nerdy avant-garde classical music. But then sometimes I think doing punk covers on violin is a little nerdy too, but I like the juxtaposition, and it's fun doing these avant-garde composers like Chelsea and Xenakis and Stockhausen, and also doing these 80s and 90s, mostly 80s and 90s cover songs,
yeah,
and mixing in improv with them, and trying to blur the lines between these two genres.
We also play very quiet music for violin, so we almost started with that kind of noise, like quiet noise, like Europe Fry, and there was like a whole the Vondelizer type of the younger generation of those composers that we would meet around from Wesleyan and Dartmouth, and they were writing us a lot of noise generated music in the beginning, so coming from starting with Eric's very high intense string writing with the complete opposite of playing quiet music, and then to going into noise, and then to improvisation, and it just all kind of worked out in its own time. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it wasn't like we planned, okay, it's just constantly we're finding sounds, and we're trying to relate it to what it is that we're doing, and people write for us knowing what has been done, like what we're doing, and Yeah, it's in that direction, just keeps morphing. It changes and
yeah, it keeps evolving, and it will keep evolving.
Yeah,
and we're talking about some projects ahead that will definitely evolve and make this again blurring the lines and also just creating something new.
Is there anything in particular that you've, whether it's in New York or elsewhere, that you've noticed in contemporary or experimental classical music that has like shocked you or really been inspiring?
I don't think there's anything that's shocked me. There are always things going on, and a lot of, I don't know. What about you?
I think for me that what I search for is an understanding of how new music relates to what's been, and how artists are sometimes more successful in the new that they create, and how relevant it is without really knowing it. What am I trying to say? Just the it's not just about creating the new, but understanding where it comes from and how it relates, and in that process being new.
Yeah, I see. I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like there's a spontaneity sometimes with certain artists, but you wonder, like, do they understand what they're doing? And it's not looking upon it negatively, but just like
right, and not trying to be something different, or trying to be new, or you know, but
right.
It is new in the fact that they're doing it in this manner, and
to like have a full perspective, I guess, of what you're using and changing or experimenting.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that is interesting to me. And also seeing people that had a, you know, or have very large careers in the rock world also gravitating to the classical. I see that happening, where they're composing music for a more traditional sound, unplugged. And I mean, there's a lot of this amplification type thing happening, which is a sound that we're very familiar with now.
In classical music, you're saying?
Even in classical music.
Yeah. And a lot of rock or pop or indie bands are writing for classical ensembles. And so the lines are getting more blurred in other ways, too. So it's interesting. It's an interesting time in music, I think.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, groups in the past who've either, like, departed and written scores or something for a ballet and things like that. Like The Fall had done that in the 80s, and it's just what came to my head. But have you ever thought,
was that Curious Orange?
Yeah, Curious Orange. Yeah,
yeah. So that's a great one.
Yeah, so
I think The Fall is on our list.
It's the top of my list.
Marky Smith, he's just unstoppable.
Yeah. So have you thought about those kind of projects, like what is multimedia the right word?
Yeah, we've done a lot of that. We've worked a lot with dance, and we have another collaboration coming up with the dance company. And we just did a show at the American Irish Historical Society that was multimedia, involved lights and
food pairing.
Even food.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's this chef, Jonah Ryder, who made a supper club out of his dorm room in Columbia and started inviting people over, and is something of an experimental cook, and became very successful. And so he's starting to pair food with music and other art forms.
Oh, okay.
And
her friend Ricardo, who's the composer, and
Ricardo Romaniero
produces these supper club type of events, which bring all the different mediums together, including food. Yeah. And so that's how this collaborative process.
Yeah, that's a new thing for us and everyone, and that's gonna keep evolving too.
And what's the food pairing with your music? Do you know?
That was that difficult to pinpoint. What was the
for this particular one? I felt like he had a very deep affiliation with something that needed to be like sucked. Okay. Like he felt like the music was very like.
Yeah, he made suckers.
Yeah.
For different. Then he wanted to pair with certain pieces. I can't remember exactly what, but he did prepare, you know, some.
And then he had
carrots
soup and these beautiful and spicy. He loves these carrots and he uses nuts.
The scallops. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this what piece of scallops went with.
I'm not sure that it was exactly. But yeah.
It was fun, and I think we're going to do more of that.
Cool. So if I were to round out a radio episode with this interview on it, and you can put in any song request or sound request you'd want to fill it out, do you have anything?
I'll put some fall in there.
Yeah, we'll do. That's easy.
And how I wrote "Elastic Man." That was. Yeah. I was thinking that that might be one of our next songs.
That'd be great.
I don't know. We were just working on "Little Man with a Gun in His Hand," the Minuteman song.
Yeah, yeah. So Mike Watt was here last night.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. I saw him play. It was pretty good.
Oh man!
Pretty much ran through like. I think it's like 30 to 35 songs and a bunch of old Minutemen songs and stuff.
Oh, man.
Wow,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, what others just along those lines?
Yeah.
Any of that music? Okay. Black Flag, you could do.
Sure.
Anything.
Oh, yeah, maybe some Brahms. No, I'm kidding. My mom would be happy.
I've played Chelsea. I've played him on the program before. Ecor.
That's Sinakis, isn't it? Equal
Y-G-G-H-U-R.
Oh, okay. Ikur. That sounds like Ikur, which is a Sinakis string trio. Oh, Ikur. I don't know that. What is the instrumentation of that? Or is it strings? Or is
it's just strings? Yeah.
We play the one of the few avant-garde pieces that we play is Arc-en-Ciel by Chelsea, written for two violins. There aren't many of those composers that wrote specifically for two violins, but that's a really good one. It's like a 5-minute piece.
Yeah, yeah.
The other composers, Luigi Nono wrote a really great violin duo called Hey Que Caminar Soñando. Anyway.
But Chelsea's very like, at least the piece sound is very like subtle and dark.
Kind
of that
focused on one pitch almost, and the surrounding sonorities around the pitch. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
which is quite different from what I hear from your cassette. But
yeah, it is. But we do that. My quartet does all the Chelsea quartets.
Yeah,
we play a piece by Phil Niblock, who's a downtown New York composer and a very like droney. He also does film, but long.
Long durations of single notes, but then it kind of separates and merges in a different way than Chelsea.
Yeah,
there are overtones that come out, and they override the fundamental in Niblock's music, kind of that kind of thing. Instead of Chelsea, that focuses on one pitch, and then microtonal above.
We have a new arrangement of the Stockhausen Tierkreis. I was going to say 12 melodies.
For the Zodiac.
The music that was written for music boxes.
Yeah.
So that was arranged for two violins, which
you wanted to
really
do
well
tonight. But I don't think
I'm pulling that out today. I can't get the other part of my band members to like, approve on
it. I love it, but I don't know. I don't know how it's.
But the vibes are.
We have.
It's interesting that you'll be starting because it's like everyone gets there, like, what's happening?
We're going to definitely feel it out when we get there because I don't really. I mean, we have an idea of what we're going to do, but we have some ideas. I don't know what the vibe is.
I think I know what we're doing.
She knows what we're doing.
I just have to let you get there.
You have to let me know. Okay.
You've been tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for listening. That was an interview that I did with String Noise, a duo from New York who play two violins and do renditions of old punk songs and other things. We're listening to a bit of Stockhausen in the background right now. They mentioned that they are working on a rendition of Tierkreis, and we're hearing the Tierkreis for piano here in the background. Thank you all for listening. A little bit of soul is coming up next in a couple minutes. Thank you to Pauline and Conrad for inviting me over for a chat last week. It was really great. Their cassette is out now on Northern Spy Records. You can also find it on Bandcamp, and it's called The Book of Strange Positions. It's very good. I played a track, Noise Impromptu, from the cassette earlier on in the episode. If you missed any of this episode, or once you find any of the other old Burrow podcasts, you can go to www.citr.ca, look up this show, along with all the other shows that we have on air, and you can find all of the podcasts. Next week, I'll have some live guests in studio, a band called Egrets on Egrots, on Ergots, who are going to be playing part of the hardcore Verboten Festival, which is happening not this weekend, but next weekend. So they're coming from out of town and are going to swing by the show. Should be good. And then following that, I'm going to continue this series of interviews that I conducted while at South by Southwest 2 weeks ago. So we'll still got plenty of those to come, and they'll last for a while. So again, thanks to String Noise. To close things out, you don't really have to ask me twice. Conrad had asked for how I wrote Elastic Man by The Fall. Can do. Here you go. We're going to finish things off with The Fall, how I wrote Elastic Man, here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9. A little bit of soul on next.